Attorneys for Ralph Armstrong say their client is pleased with the DA's decision, but sorry it took almost 30 years for justice to be done. Attorney Jerome Buting says the 15-year legal battle to win Armstrong's release was fraught with misconduct by the Dane County Prosecutor's Office. Buting says very early on there was evidence that it was Armstrong's brother Steve and not Ralph who raped and murdered Carice Camps in June of 1980.
The prosecutor had, at that time, 15 years ago, directed some investigation to be done. Armstrong's brother could have been interrogated. There could have been DNA tests taken from him that would have maybe conclusively linked him. And Ralph would not have spent as long as time in prison as he did.
A statement from the Dane County DA's office says they'll not pursue the case because they cannot prevail in a second attempt to convict Armstrong. It also claims prosecutors committed no misconduct and any errors made were the product of innocent mistakes. Attorney Zeke Edwards of the National Innocence Project calls that statement disingenuous. He says the prosecution recently admitted they had withheld the crucial evidence that Armstrong's brother had confessed to the crime.
That's exculpatory evidence that the prosecution had when Ralph Armstrong was first excluded through DNA testing. They had it when the Wisconsin Supreme Court overturned his conviction, so they had it post-conviction, pre-trial, and they never disclosed it.
Armstrong will be returning to New Mexico to face parole violation charges, but his attorneys believe those will probably be dropped. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.